subject of storage, where you got a choice apparently of 128 or 256 gigs here on the Mordor G35. Although last time I checked on the Mordor or the UK website, 128 gigs was the only available option. So good thing then that this storage is expandable via micro SD memory card up to a further terabyte in size. Now, as I mentioned, Motorola has boosted the screen size for the G35 generation to 6.72 inches, but it is once again IPS tech, not a massive shock at this sort of price point, although you can get some OLED smartphones at this sort of budget. Thankfully, with the growth in size, you do now get a boost in resolution as well to Full HD Plus, which is the minimum I would expect in 2024. So visuals still reasonably crisp, though they don't exactly pop off of that panel. Apparently this panel is HDR10 certified, but you certainly can't stream any HDR content in Netflix, at least at the time I shot this video. As it's an IPS panel, the contrast is kind of limited anyway. Certainly don't expect proper inky blacks, while colours won't exactly dazzle you either on the default vivid mode. But at least if you're sensitive to the flickering on OLED displays, you don't have to worry about that here. There's no PWM dimming shenanigans or anything like that. And that refresh rate maxes out at 120Hz, so silky smooth for supported apps as long as the performance can keep up. And also Motorola reckons this is a water touch display, so more responsive than other phones when it's a bit moist, but I haven't really found that's the case, to be honest. If it's raining on this thing, you'll still be struggling to use your apps and it'll bulk up just like any other blower. Fantastic news for headphones fans though, if you want to get wired in, you do actually have a headphone jack. And more good news on the audio front, because the Motorola G35